The sluggish economy has many people worrying about their retirement accounts. Retirees have an additional concern because more companies are cutting back on the health insurance coverage they offer retirees. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
From her home in Washington State, Gail Johnston has the kind of view many people dream about. Outside her window, she can see seals playing off the coast. But Johnston is finding the life that she envisioned when she and her husband both took early retirement looking less idyllic. In part, she says, because of a move by her husband's former employer to reduce the couple's health care benefits.
Lucent has decided to change our medical benefits. So effective January of this year, what used to be paid at 100%, such as emergency room, hospital, x-rays, MRIs, anesthetic, radiation, chemo, lab, that all used to be covered at 100%. Now they're only going to pay 80%.
While that may not sound like a huge change, it could mean thousands of dollars a year for Johnston. That's because the 80% Lucent covers applies to what are deemed reasonable charges. In most cases, a health insurer has its own idea of what the charge should be for a medical procedure and usually pays far less than that. Johnston, who's 54, was diagnosed and treated for breast cancer in 1991 and also has a kidney disorder. She says if she were to become seriously ill, the couple could pretty quickly find themselves swamped by medical bills.
I can't tell you what my medical expenses would be under these new rules. I mean, we would never be able to afford that on my husband's retirement of $1,200 a month.
But Lucent, once a part of AT&T, has said it can no longer afford to pay full health care benefits for its 130,000 retirees and their families. The company, which is struggling to stay afloat, has already cut its existing workforce from 150,000 3 years ago to around 40,000 today. And spokesman John Scalco says with expectations corporate medical costs will rise by another 15% this year, the telecommunications equipment maker decided it had little choice but to require current and former employees to bear more of the health care burden.
We just had to take a look back and say, hey, you know, this is another expense that we have to attempt to control. And so we've asked our active and retired employees to pay a little bit more to help offset those expenses.
While Medicare does pay some of the bills once individuals turn 65, for some retirees, employer-subsidized health insurance remains a critical stopgap. It's estimated around a quarter of all retirees over the age of 65 have health insurance through their former employer. And in spite of that, many people who are currently working believe they will have employer-sponsored health care when they retire. David Sertner is with AARP. He says over the years, companies have been slowly whittling away at the benefit.
Many people who are currently retired certainly came to believe that the employer-provided retiree health benefit package was going to be something that was part of their retirement package, and whether or not there was a contingency clause in the plan that said this benefit could be eliminated, I think for most employees, believe that this was some benefit that was going to continue throughout retirement.
And even those retirees who have employer-sponsored health insurance are now finding, in many cases, it's far from guaranteed. Companies that file for bankruptcy can eliminate their retiree health benefits entirely. And even companies that are still in fairly good shape, like General Electric, Motorola, and Sears, have in many cases been forced to cut back on the benefits offered to their retired workers. At GE, employees recently went on a nationwide strike for several days over health care-related issues. Health experts say many people are only now waking up to the fact their retiree health benefits could be in jeopardy.
I don't think most people give a lot of thought to health insurance until the last minute.
Paul Fronston is with the Employee Benefit Research Institute. He says many people who can tell you with some precision how much is in their 401ks don't even know whether their employer provides retiree medical insurance. With the exception of large corporations, most companies don't. And Fronston says workers also often don't realize there is little to prevent a company that does offer retiree health benefits from taking those benefits away if the firm decides it can no longer afford to offer them.
Any firm could go this route. In some cases, it may be complicated by collective bargaining agreements, but unless you've made a promise in writing and it's clear in plan documents, and I'm oversimplifying here, there's a lot of legalese to it, but unless you've made this promise in writing, an employer could basically do what they want to do with the benefit.
As a result, Fronston says workers nearing retirement age, even if they are told by their companies they will have retiree health insurance, should make sure they have some extra money set aside, especially, he says, if they plan on leaving early.
It's important that people realize that there are very few options for them out there. If they're retiring before age 65, insurance coverage is going to be very costly. If you're retiring after 65 and you're eligible for Medicare, even Medigap plans are costly and they don't cover much. The prescription drug benefits are very limited.
And there's little reason to believe this trend is losing steam. One recent poll of 56 large companies that do offer retiree health plans found nearly a third have done away with the programs by requiring retirees pay nearly full premiums for insurance. And other surveys have found companies that offer their retirees health insurance now do not plan to offer those benefits in the future. The Bush administration has vowed to reform Medicare. However, health experts say Medicare only covers about half of most people's health care costs. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.